Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, oh my goodness, it's Friday, frickin' Friday, the 24th day of March, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 then mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently about 26 degrees here, 4,200 feet in High Cascades in northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of about 28 degrees and snow. So it's gotten freezing ass cold again, and I'm real happy about that. Somebody on the phone want to tell me you guys can hear me today? Anybody on the phone? All right. That works. Well, I wanted to start out with the video, and unfortunately, we didn't get the videos. We got it fixed last night for the telephone, but it's the video thing we'll have to fix this weekend in the midst of everything else. I mean, no time, just, you know, my grandsons I ain't seen in a couple of years are coming to see me. I won't be able to spend no time with them, but I'll get this shit done. Don't worry. We had a couple. This is the one. Exclusive undercover investigation. Undercover investigation exposes school board. And in this, the video I wanted to play. This fucking bitch is saying that if you put your child in a public school, you surrender your right to that child over to that fucking school. I'm going to tell you something, you cunt. You will hang. You will hang by your neck until you are fucking dead. You can't take a fucking right. You're just a goddamn private corporation. You're a fucking business. And you son of a... You people that send your kids to these public fucking schools are fucking fools. You don't know what you ain't got one brain cell to play with between you. I mean, it's very parents do not have a fundamental right to tell you tell the school boards how public school teachers should. Oh, they don't work for us, guys. Who in the fuck are they working for? You know, all you see on these public meetings is a big bunch of goddamn fucking suits sitting around there making probably about a couple $100,000 a year for teaching your children that fucking fagism's all right, that fucking transvestite's all right, that fucking, I mean, all this fucking communist shit, and they tell you can't tell them what to teach your children, they're fucking wrong. They are way fucking wrong, and you do not surrender any right by sending your child any fucking where. Your rights cannot be taken away. They cannot be contracted away, and you can't even give them a fucking way. So this fucking bitch here, I tell you what, this right here, bitch, will hang your fucking ass. When the common law courts are in fucking session, this will fucking put a rope around your fucking treasonous neck, and you will fucking do the shit dance. Get used to the fucking idea, you bitch. And they repeat it over and over, and it's like, if you keep saying it, it's going to be real. Well, it ain't fucking real. You can have no such authority. The 9th article forbids it, and the 10th article forbids it to the fucking states, and you fucking know it. Why do people, I mean, what do? They come up, and I watched another video. This guy comes up, and he talks about, you know, they're talking about perverted fucking shit in front of his fucking daughter. You're wanting to know her sexual fantasies. This guy's also the football coach. They fucking wanted to know her sexual fucking fantasies and everything. And the guys up there, all you do is go up to a mic and you fucking bitch and you think you're doing something, you son of a bitch. You're a fucking coward. If you weren't coward, you'd take them fucking suits and stuff them down their fucking coat racks. You'd beat the shit out of those motherfuckers. What 8 or 10 of them scare your ass or something? If you don't go for the fucking problem, don't go up there fucking sniveling and bitching. Sniveling and bitching gets you no fucking where. And they just tell you to fuck off anyway, don't they? Because you're fucking a goddamn subject under the 14th Amendment. You don't even know who you fucking are or what your goddamn prerogatives are. Your prerogatives are to fucking kill them son of a bitches. They are in direct fucking violation of the highest law in this fucking land. The unalienable. Ratified by the representatives of the people, superior supreme law of December 15, 1791, and it is unchangeable. And it applies to the goddamn schools too. It applies to everybody in this motherfucking nation, every person in this fucking nation, every business in this fucking nation, and every fucking goddamn corporation in this fucking nation. Because there isn't no goddamn government in this goddamn country of the land of the free and the home of the brave. What a fucking crock of shit that is. Oh, man. Let's see what else we were going to look at. Because we didn't have a whole fucking lot because we were in a hurry last night. We were working on the other stuff. See, I have this one from Bill Cooper, too. I haven't got to watch it, but only one I really have here is Louisville sets maximum number of 6 gas stations with city by within city by Andre Gargetta. And you see, we're in Mexico. So we have all these fucking Mexican names. We have all these Honduran fucking names. We let that happen too, didn't we? We just let them son of a bitches walk right across our border and start taking our shit. Didn't even fucking pause to fucking, oh, fucking cower. I'm going to go up and I'm going to run my fucking mouth at a fucking microphone in the goddamn gym. And I'm going to, well, I really told them and I made a YouTube video and man, they're going to look what I told them. What did it get you, motherfucker? It got you nothing. You put your kid in these goddamn government indoctrination centers that you're fucking paying for, fools. Stop fucking paying for them. Beat the shit out of those motherfuckers. They want to teach you, say something like that. Hey, if you're out on the street and that motherfucker came up and asked your daughter what her fucking sexual fantasies were, what would you fucking do? Would you fucking say, oh, you leave my daughter alone? Would you piss your pants? Would you run the other way? I mean, walking up to a fucking mic ain't going to cut it, buddy. Ain't going to cut it for none of you. You can sit there and bitch and whine all you want for the rest of your days. And then when this whole fucking thing is over and you don't have a goddamn country because you polished your gun and bitched at a fucking microphone, well, that ain't my goddamn doings because I told you fucking better. I told you what your goddamn rights are. I told you have the right to kill these son of a bitches if they try to remove your liberty. And that's exactly what they're fucking doing. Telling you that they can fucking, what did the fucking bitch say? You surrender your fucking rights to your children when you let them go to a public school? My fucking ass. You say something like that to one of my grandchildren, I will pound you into a fucking hamburger, you motherfuckers. Anyway, this Louisville thing, you know, Louisville, they're talking, you know, this is fucking pro fucking communism, of course, the article is, because that's all they'll allow up on the goddamn sites and stuff. But, I mean, like I said, I'm sorry we don't have more articles, but we had to work on that goddamn phone line last night. But we'll read this one. Louisville will cap the maximum number of gas stations within the city, although the city council admits it's only a small step toward reducing Louisville's greenhouse gas emissions. Did any of you people say, man, I want a reset in this country? I want my fucking life the way it is, taken away. And I want to live as a goddamn slave to a fucking corporation. Any of you fucking yell that out, write a letter, write a fucking email asking them to do this fucking shit? These motherfuckers are acting on, they're a rogue fucking bunch of fucking criminals. And they're fucking operating as a rogue fucking bunch of criminals. Tell you how many fucking gas stations. Fuck you. I'll burn extra gas just for you, you son of a bitch. Anyway, let's go on and see what they have to say about this. Nope, I didn't want that one. I messed up. Sorry about that. Get it back. There we are. Although the city council admits it's only a small step towards reducing Louisville's greenhouse gas emissions, before the city council unanimously... See, they just unanimously 100% of the fucking people were represented at this fucking bullshit goddamn meeting. These are the fucking commie. This is a commie fucking state then, ain't it? You can't, you don't have the goddamn authority. You just do not have it. And we, and the people do have the fucking authority, and they ain't got the fucking spine and balls to exercise it. That is the goddamn problem here. A fellow wrote me a letter, sent me some help in the mail, and wrote a letter with it and talked about how in Texas they sit there fucking indecisive. They just can't decide what to do. They couldn't decide what to do, and they lost the fucking war. You guys are going to lose this fucking war by sitting on your fucking asses because you can't decide what to fucking do. It's written for you. I mean, it's written down in that second article. They take your goddamn courts away. They take your right to register grievance away. They take your right to fucking remove those dirty son of a bitches away as individual and arrest them as individuals in a common law court. And you fucking let it happen. You, this must be what you fucking want. Everybody says it ain't what they want. They ain't being represented, but they won't do shit about it. Unanimously passed the ordinance tonight, Tuesday night, community development director. Community develop. What the fuck is a community developer? Is that a fucking office? Is that a fuck? Oh, no, that's a goddamn one of these private goddamn businesses. It's all fucking corporation. They have no fucking jurisdiction. They are fucking PETA and we are MUI, and we could fucking wipe them out in one fucking day if people weren't fucking looking for their own interest, man. Man, I mean, these people that, I mean, that are they're making good money still. You see, they're packing their fucking pockets on this fucking tragedy the rest of us are living, like the little kids living under the goddamn freeway underpasses in the fucking winter. You don't give a shit about them. Just get me my, I'm a capitalist. Just get me my capital. You're going to get that capital shoved right up your fucking ass is what you're going to get, and then you're going to get hung, you fucking sons of bitches. You look, you got your own fucking interest, and you don't give a fuck about your country. You know, you wouldn't have had this goddamn fucking advantage that you have to go and gather fucking wealth if it hadn't have been for fucking better men than you could ever think of being. Men who fucking went and fought for goddamn their liberty, their freedom, their right to own property. You don't give a fuck about the guy standing beside you just so long as you're okay, right? You fucking cunt. So when he beats the fuck out of you, don't fucking wonder why.
Hey,
yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, you know, it's just like what you said. They're selling mama for a dollar. And that is so true.
Pardon me? I didn't catch up.
I said, it's just like what you always say, man. They're selling mama for a dollar. And it's just so true.
You're goddamn right. A buck a fuck. That's what they right on the corner. That's how sleazy these son of a bitches are. Goddamn it. Man, it used to be fucking the fellow Americans, but they, with their, through their multiculturalism, forcing it in, you know, fucking people into this fucking, bringing people into this country unlawfully and taking what is ours without due process of the law. See, they've fucking diluted that so that the people are here to kick their fucking ass, make no mistake about it. But we are scattered out over 390 million square miles, so it's going to have to happen, and then it's going to have to build. And it'll be like brush fires across this country. But when this motherfucker takes off, I tell you what, you son of a bitches, you ain't going to be. I know you know the same as I know. This is a very big earth. But we will track your fucking asses down. We will track you to your spider hole. If a fucking country gives you fucking protection, they will get a choice. Turn them over or eat a fucking atomic bomb, because this fucking shit is not going to fucking fly. You're going to hang. You're going to hang like the goddamn criminals you are. And all you fucking local fuckers in this country that are American nationals and you'd rather have fucking goddamn mammon than freedom, you're going to fucking hang too, or else your asses are going to be put somewhere out of this goddamn country. You will be deported. You can go somewhere where they put up with this fucking shit that you seem to like so much because it fucking packs your pocket and you don't give one little fuck about the rest of the people in this goddamn country. Oh, I kissed the right asses. I was a right member of the right cliques and the right churches and shit. That's why I got money in my pocket, and that's why I'm a Trump. You know, Trump's going to go and get in there, and I'm going to make better. I heard somebody say that. If Trump gets in there and starts, I can start making better money again. I mean, do you give a fuck about your goddamn rights? Do you give a fuck about your children, your grandchildren? Because I'll tell you what, they'll take that fucking wealth right away. It ain't yours to begin with. You're a 14th Amendment subject. You don't have no goddamn property. You're a subject. That means you have a sovereign. That means the sovereign owns you and everything you fucking produce. You got that? Read the 14th Amendment. You're a fucking sovereign. I mean, a fucking subject. I'm sorry. You're a subject. Look up the goddamn word as a noun or a verb. It means the same thing. It means you have someone that owns your fucking ass. You got that? You'll never own any of the shit you got. You know, a lot of them are, you know, we'll use our militia and we'll protect our property. Because it's all you care about is mammon. Fucking property. Fucking having more than the guy next door. I made $1 million off this fucking tragedy. I made 10 million. Fucking probably 20 million. 30 fucking years, 35, 40 fucking years of this shit. When you had the answer from day one, you let this fucking happen because it stuffed your fucking pockets. And you're going to it's ill-begotten wealth, and you ain't going to get to keep it. You ain't going to get to keep your fucking life. Plain and fucking simple. Get used to the fucking idea. If I'm dead, it don't matter. This message has already went out fucking how many thousands of fucking times. You people do not stop until that Bill of Rights is absolutely the supreme, superior, absolute law it was meant to be and is being followed to the fucking T without goddamn any kind of fucking interruption. Anybody that says something contrary to the Constitution, put their ass right up against the wall and blow their fucking head off. I mean, against the Bill of Rights, I'm sorry. There is no Constitution. There never fucking was. We the people never consented to any Constitution. We the people never ratified any Constitution. Just a bunch of fucking aristocrats got together just like they're doing with this United Nations bullshit. Now they're starting to say, well, the committee on this, fuck your communist committees. Come in here and violate my fucking rights and we fucking die together, you motherfuckers. I will not have my fucking rights removed from me by the likes of your fucking asses. And you son of a bitches in this goddamn country who would talk against the Bill of Rights, even one fucking word, your fucking asses are going to hang. It ain't your goddamn Bill of Rights. It's my Bill of Rights. If you don't want your own Bill of Rights, that's your own sick fucking problem. But you do not speak like you have any say over my fucking Bill of Rights. It belongs to me. Exclusively and personally, it is my fucking jurisdiction. In my jurisdiction, if you go against that goddamn law, you're committing treason and you're committing sedition, and I'll have your fucking ass hung. And that better be the attitude of every American national, that because we're going to have to fight this fucking war. These cocksuckers are going to try, and they're going to step back in their hidey holes they've been creating for 40 fucking years, and they're going to wait till all the fucking dying's done. Then they think that they're going to come down and fucking take over. Well, they ain't. When they come out of their hidey holes, blow their asses up, man. Or fucking, if they've been people that have been fucking making goddamn bank off this fucking tragedy we call a life, you send their fucking asses to somewhere like China. Let them fucking live with the fucking Chinese. 2-6 gas stations, really. Okay, 5 gas stations are in the city, plus one was recently approved at McCaslin Boulevard, Zocoro clarified that automobile repair and service shops are distinct and are not part of the ordinance. Well, these laws, I thought a law was supposed to be across the board. There were no exceptions to a fucking law. You look at that Bill of Rights, that son of a bitch is fucking written in fact, and it applies to each and every fucking person in this goddamn country. Well, except, you know, we're going to let these guys here have, you know, 6 fucking stations. You ever been to Louisville? I think that's where this is, right? Louisville, Kentucky? Let me look here. Yeah, Louisville. 6 gas stations. That's a big fucking city, I'm here to tell you. It's been probably 15 years since I've been there, but it was a big fucking city then. I got to believe it's a bigger fucking city now. 6 fucking gas stations. Well, why don't we just make it 1 gas station? And with these 6 fucking gas stations, I wonder if you're going to find one penny's fucking difference in the price of the fucking goddamn theft that they're committing at the pumps. They're consolidating, and you're sitting on your ass and watching it happen. The ordinance also requires gas stations to be 1,000 feet away from one another. Why? Because, why? The ordinance states that special use, ordinance, this ain't fucking law. You can't enforce this. This is private fucking policy being enforced as public law. It's Roman civil law. It is fucking a direct violation of the 9th and 10th article of the People's Bill of Rights. The supreme, superior, absolute, unfucking alienable law ratified December 15, 1791. I'm sorry I'm so pissed, but man, I mean, fucking, what do we do in here? What are we fucking doing here? We keep fucking, they keep doing this fucking shit. Nobody gets, I mean, like those goddamn school board fuckers that want to teach your kids to be perverts. I want to ask your fucking 13-year-old daughter what her fucking sexual fantasies are. Why aren't they finding them motherfuckers in dumpsters and in ditches? Because the people aren't fucking acting. Just like you didn't act when you let armies in here without fucking even raising hell about it. A lot of you did it because you could make money off it. This whole goddamn thing, I mean, the goddamn patriot movement has been a fucking industry. People have made millions. And the people that made the millions had the answer from the beginning. They just did not want to put that answer because it wasn't going to turn out the way they wanted. They want it all for themselves. They're as greedy as the motherfuckers that in the fucking over there in the Khazarian land. They are rotten, low-down, fucking mammon-worshipping son of a bitches, and they call themselves Christians. And call yourself a Christian, you mammon-worshipping son of a bitches. You're going against your own fucking people. You're going against the law that fucking better men than you ever thought about being fought for and died for, tax sacrificed their families for. Oh, 1,000 feet away from another. The ordinance states that special use approval for existing gas stations will expire if that gas station is closed for over a year. The site will need to apply for a special use. Oh, fuck, we don't need to apply for shit. We don't need your permission. Remember when they sold this fucking, well, you don't remember, but you probably read, when they sold this fucking bullshit lie of a fucking constitution to us, you know, the first one, before they went and incorporated and removed that son of a bitch too so that they could have total fucking power. Well, there's a law that's higher. It's called the fucking Bill of Rights. It's called the fucking Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791, and it's absolute fucking law. And you are required. You are required to defend it or call yourself a coward or call yourself a Tory-ass fucking traitor. Plain and simple. If you're not doing it, you're a fucking punk. Where are we at? Special approvals. Okay. Permit. Again, it continues, gas. The ordinance will also require installation of electric vehicle charging stations for any new or modified gas station. Remember, that's why I was going back to the Constitution. They were your servants. Your servants. We want to be your servants. We want to protect you. We will protect your rights. We will enhance your rights. We'll make sure that you have all these rights. And now they're calling them civil rights. See, civil rights are not rights that come from the Bill of Rights. The civil right comes from the fucking government or from the corporation. This is corporate fucking policy you're fighting against here, people. This whole fucking world order is fucking nothing but corporate fucking policy. It has not the force of law. It has the force of fucking mercenaries that they intend to try and back it with. Fucking do it. Let's get this the fuck over with. I don't know if do you like living like this? Because I sure as fuck don't. It's misery. And we just sit and we fucking, yeah, we know it. I know a lot of you guys out there, you're doing shit. You're doing shit. A lot of people are, but everybody should. Enough to fucking rock them. Enough to fuck them till they don't want to put no more fucking ordinances in the fucking... I mean, you put in an ordinance, you're on the city council. What are these people fucking made of goddamn kryptonite? I mean, what the fuck? You can't whip their asses? You can't beat the shit? In my dad's day, they tried some shit like this. They get the hell beat out of them. I don't give a fuck who they were. They'd have their ass stomped into the fucking ground. But you got no, I'll go up to the microphone and I will show these people I am very intelligent. You shouldn't be telling my asking my daughter what her sexual fantasies are, you fucking pervert. They ain't going to do nothing to that son of a bitch but promote him. This is what it's all about. That's what public schools are all about, teaching perversion, teaching goddamn fucking transsexual fuckingism, teaching anything but reading, writing, and arithmetic, which is what you're supposed to say. You know, you pay for this son of a bitch and shit, and that's what you were paying for, and all of a sudden now you're paying to have your children indoctrinated into fucking communist fucking goddamn dogma. Plain and fucking simple. You're paying for it, and you're allowing it, and boy, if you get, they upset, you find out that, they're wanting to know my 13-year-old daughter's sexual fantasies, this fucking pervert is, I'm going to do a school board meeting, and I'm going to have somebody filming it, it's going to get on YouTube. Ooh. Keep sitting on your ass, keep doing nothing, stay idle, and you'll end up fucking losing this goddamn country. For fucking lack of fucking initiative, period. Right now, we could wipe them out without fucking hesitation. They fucking know it. That's why they do shit like this. I mean, playing these little games, putting little fucking... You have no authority to do this, Louisville. You fucking cocksuckers have no authority to do this. And you fucking know it. You're a corporation. You're a business. You're Walmart. These are Walmart employees running your fucking life and telling you what you can and cannot do. That's pretty fucking weak in my fucking book. The ordinance allows for exceptions and will allow a seventh gas station if it, we're allowing. They're allowing us. They're allowing us? I thought these were supposed to be our public servants. Oh, that's right. They fucking got rid of that fucking document and replaced it in 1871 and replaced it again in 1878. And they're the ruling class now because they said so. No, the fucking act of 1871 and 1878 were unfucking lawful. They were violations of a higher law, the highest law in this country, the jurisdictional authority of the people. The supreme superior. Ratified by the representatives of we the people, unalienable, can't be taken away, can't be contracted away, can't give it away. Law of December 15, 1791. That's all you got to look at. And I'm sure there's tons of you that have looked at it. And it just, did you shit yourself? I mean, when it comes down to it, this is all work because we're allowing it. I mean, this is, we're going to allow you to do this. Fuck you. You don't allow me to do anything, you son of a bitch. But we are allowing them to allow us. I mean, you're allowing them to fucking take goddamn jurisdictional control over you, the equivalent of a fucking Walmart employee. Come on, people. We'll play some more with this when we get back. If we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Thank you.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Tillicum, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific Time. Of course, that was Guns N' Roses with Welcome to the Jungle. And by God, that's what you're setting in the jungle. You know what? This is not hesitation. This is procrastination. What we are doing here is fucking being the goddamn fools we are. I mean, if you think about it, man, like the guy, I can't remember exactly what the situation was. It had to do with the Civil War, and they kept thinking about what should we do this way, should we do that, we should that, and it would have made the difference in the fucking outcome of the war. And this will make the difference in the outcome of this goddamn war. How long you sit on your fucking ass and do nothing? Contemplating, There's nothing else to contemplate. They want to kill you. They want to take your country. They want to make a slave out of you. Do you understand these things? If you do, you have fucking choice because you have the fucking law to fucking protect you. The good men died to get that fucking law. Good men fought to get that fucking law. And you ain't got the goddamn balls to back it up. You do not fucking enforce it. And that's just this fucking bitch at this goddamn school board meeting. If you send your kids to public school, you surrender. You don't surrender shit. When you go to work, motherfucker, for a goddamn company, you're the one that's surrendering. She talked about you're messing with our First Amendment right. No, you don't have a First Amendment right when it comes to my kid. You walk up to my kid and start talking trash like that, I'll knock your fucking ass out. How about that? I'll beat you. Get the son of a bitch that fucking did it. Hey, man, fucking take the fucking time. Find out where the son of a bitch has a beer when he comes out. Bust his fucking neck. Beat the fuck out of him. Stomp him. You do not have to put up with this shit. Yes, ma'am. Sorry.
That vid that you're referring to, for me, it was the most infuriating thing I've seen in a long time. It was like pure fascism. And right at the beginning, she even has the audacity to say that, it was born in the common law courts long, long ago, that it was a parent's right to decide what they wanted their child to be taught or exposed to. But it's no longer like that today. And they went on to say that, you could do what you want with your child in the private life, but once you put them here, we're in charge, we're the ones that are educated. It was horrible. And then it followed up, there was a young boy, probably around 14, addressing his school board, and he was saying how fed up the students are getting because the schools are more concerned with teaching activism than they are with educating the children. And you could see the agenda just running through all the schools where they're trying to, disempower the children. And it's horrible. So I thank you for lighting on that.
Yeah, I wish I could have played the video. It is infuriating. And it came from the common law a long, 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 long time ago. If it was the British common law is not the common law in this fucking country. When the British went, their fucking common law went with them. And then they slipped this goddamn administrative admiralty back in on us with their goddamn esquires. There's not supposed to be a goddamn country run by fucking esquires of the King of England. These people are sitting in goddamn public offices, fucking bowing at the feet of fucking Chuck over there. I mean, I don't know what to tell you people. Like I said, this isn't neglect or whatever. This is procrastination. You're sitting here letting it happen. And you know, I mean, I don't talk to nobody. Oh, yeah, it's just miserable. It's miserable as hell. I can't hardly stand it. Yeah. It ain't common law. It's British common law. I'll shit right on it. Right fucking now. The common law in this country is that goddamn 10 articles of that fucking Bill of Rights. Written, ratified, supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. Anything to the contrary has no force in law, period.
Henry?
Yes, ma'am.
I think you're like putting a nail in that whole procrastination thing. Because by saying to that person, that father, you mean to tell me you're just going to go speak into a microphone after someone asked your daughter about her sexual fantasies? That's going out far and wide, so that now people that hear that, they know that ain't enough going to the microphone. And it's like you say, if you did that to my kids, watch out. And so I think there's still some good coming out of us reporting what's going on and exposing where the people fall short in their response. Because that father, he's got to do more, as we know. So I think you are making a difference in that regard, pushing us forward into how the hell are you putting up with this? How are you letting this go on? And each incident, as it comes to each one of us, has to be met appropriately.
Absolutely. It has come. I think that the people who wrote that Bill of Rights, they understood this day was going to come. That it was going to come down because there are so many sellouts. That was, I mean, like I talk about the people, I'm making money, man. I don't want to mess nothing up here. Hell with everybody's rights and everything, you know. But then you know, like I say, you know, what do you need? I mean, the international pedophile rings. Let's just take that. That is enough to destroy these son of a bitches over, don't you think? Don't you think boogering little children, raping little children? You're going to put up, oh, yeah, it happens. Yeah, they're doing it. Yes, they are. Well, step up to the microphone and talk about that. I mean, that's what all they're doing. I mean, Max went, what the hell her name was? The two pervs on Perv Island. I mean, they have the lists of fucking with Bill Clinton on it, fucking Donald Trump on it. These people went over and they fucking raped little children. They did it. And still, the people just sit and allow it because we're allowing it. If you have the means to stop it and you don't stop it, you are allowing it. I bet all his friends were clapping him on the back and saying, wow, man, yeah, you went up there. You really had guts to go up there and talk to those punks. I'll kick every one of their fucking asses all at the same fucking time. These punks, you really told them, boy. You told him that next time, man.
Henry,
I give a nasty joke. Go ahead.
You know, in addition to people that love mammon and live their whole lives to accrue it, they find some kind of fulfillment in it. The other thing, even for people that aren't real wealthy, the other thing that I observe is what I call the enemy of the comfort zone. Like the comfort zone, as long as, oh, this is, I'm okay, I got this need met, and so they're not looking beyond fulfilling their own comfort. And that's the toughest nut to crack. I have it all around me. It's like I can't break through, but we keep trying.
Yeah, they'll have a couple of hours a day where they can sit and not have. I mean, life is, it used to be even that long ago. I mean, you had time in life. I mean, you could get everything you needed to get done. And I mean, but now it's just a constant, a push just to survive. You got to constantly be doing something. You got to, and when you slow down, your shit's piling up on you. And people accept this. When we're living in the richest country on planet Earth, and it goddamn belongs to us, and we're watching them take the wealth, just like we said they would. Donald Trump built a huge pile of fucking ordnance, and now they're sending it over to the Ukraine. I mean, we told you that was what was going to happen, but you know, it's past, I told you so. It's way past that. It's past, you cannot ignore this. If you ignore it, you accept it. And if you accept this kind of shit, this transsexual goofiness, that's what my dad was, this is goofy. He'd already be dead. I mean, he was shit. They wouldn't have tried this on his generation. They would just get shot. They'd got beat. What happened to the people? What happened to you people? Were you raised? I mean, every generation, you know, they say you want your children to do better than you did. And, I mean, the generation that after ours, I mean, everything was given to them. It's like the ones over there in China, you know, they talk about the spoiled brat boy because he could only have one child, so they had a boy. And they're all a bunch of spoiled brat, nobody, you know, nothings. But I mean, when you think about what they've done to us, and you can see it clearly, I mean, you can't deny the pedophilia, you can't deny what the hell is his name, Maxwell, you can't deny it. It's happened. Christine Maxwell, exactly. You can't deny that the list is there. There is a list of people who have committed rape. I mean, this is something. You know, if you were a patriot about 10, 20 years ago, this is something they try to pin on you. They take your kids and then they did an experiment during this time, and they had some kids and they took in these counselors, talked to them, and they came out and they told them that they'd seen pink elephants. I mean, they could get them to say anything. And this was such a horrible thing. So if you were a patriot and you were fighting and stuff, this is something they try to, a jacket they try to throw on you. He's a child rapist. Now, all of a sudden, like, oh, it's a lifestyle choice to rape little children's lifestyle choice. Come on.
Henry, also with the transgender thing, beyond the goofiness, as your dad said, because it definitely is goofy, but it's also tragedy. It's a tragic thing because they're erasing real men and women and everything that our essence is. And, you know, remember that vid a few months ago about the recruits for the U.S. Army? You know, they look like they couldn't fight a mosquito. And, and we're losing the most precious thing that creation gave us in beautiful, strong masculinity that we can rely on for leadership and strength and courage. And they're destroying it.
They're doing the same thing to the women.
Yes.
I mean, I mean, when I was young, man, you know, you'd be in a, when I was, you know, young, in my 20s, 18, 20 years old, all the girls, they tried to look as pretty as they could. I mean, they wore the best clothes they had. They did their hair. I mean, they wanted to look good and have pride in themselves. You looked in the, I mean, people that were wearing clothes I wouldn't work in the car on. I mean, how in the hell did they... Well, it's their parents. You got to. I mean, that's all you can do is just say it's their parents, because you care more. They chase that fucking mammon. They want that mammon, and they chase that mammon. Oh, we're going to build. I'm going to get a house and all this. But your kids have to come first. Even if you have to throw down the mammon and live hard, you got to fight for your kids, because they're not. They're, you know, they're going to be doing the same job you're going to be doing. Only they're not going to get paid nothing. They're going to be international world fucking slaves. And they've already told you this. They told you they're going to have Chinamen come in here and be your fucking overlords. They've told you this, and still you sit there and you do nothing. It blows my mind. Always when I was growing up, I thought, you know, Americans, you do not fuck with Americans. At least here where I live, you didn't. I mean, see, a fight here wasn't no big fucking deal. You might get four or five fights in one day at school, you know, and that's at school while they're still out in the bars and shitting at night, fighting and shooting and what might have you. And people had goddamn guts. But I talk to people these days, and I call them Timmies, because they're just timid little wimps. But it's because they've watched that stupid box. They've watched those goddamn square-eyed fucking phones. The smartphone, smarter than you are if you use the son of a bitch. But they've watched them all, and they've been convinced. I mean, they portrayed the American man as a wimp. And the women are always up there, you know, tough. Like, it's not going to sell. It's not going to sell because it's unreality. And this earth is not going to suffer having the parts of it killed that are good. I mean, these people think that they're, just like I'm talking about this little earth. This ain't no little earth. This, I mean, you go down, there's places you can dig down, hit one civilization, thousands of years later hit another civilization, thousands of years later hit another civilization. This is just another civilization that's getting ready to crumble. Because if we don't take care of this, they'll have their way for a while. But the earth will not, it won't stand an unbalanced situation such as they're wanting to create. They will, I mean, you can put you'll be like on the Star Trek where they get the thing where it's their whole people are gone, and this is a record they left, you know, and that's all it's going to be fucking left to you, son of a bitches. They talk about, you know, the overpopulation, the 8 billion people. That's 8 billion people on this earth, and this earth is huge. Man, make no mistake about it. But think about 100, I mean, there's hundreds of millions of universes. And we have yet to produce any other form of life from another planet. I mean, how rare are, even at 8 billion on this one planet, how rare is a human being? People can't look at things logically. And then you don't see that there's a handful that are telling you, oh, we're killing the earth. No, you're killing the earth, you son of a bitch. You're the one that did the strip mining. You just hired people to work for you. So you're the same people that bitch about the air. I mean, are the same people that are flying the planes and shooting the chemtrails, and they're the same people that fly around the, like, goddamn, what's his name, Hart. I mean, I think I hate The one that says the global warming son of a bitch. Not gonna
Al Gore?
Al Gore, yes. Thank you, ma'am. Al Gore, flying around in his fucking jet. He's probably got a jacuzzi in the back of it. And you know the kind of, but you know their pollution, if it was just them, it would be all right. But you're breathing. The cows are farting. I mean, you think about, it's just the cow farts. I mean, think about when the plains were full of buffalo. I mean, all the destruction has been, there has been massive destruction done to this goddamn earth. It can't be denied. But who profited from it? Some people got a living, a house, and got to, you know, work their whole life away. Other people sat on their fucking asses and fucking did the run the finance end of it. When the finance end of it is the making all the money and the production end of it is fucking where the money's coming from and they're taking it all, then that's the dead wood at the top of the tree. That tree is fucking dead. It's time to get rid of the fucking dead wood and start over again. Because these son of a bitches, the people who are bitching about what's the destruction of this earth, destroyed it, making those mountains of fucking gold, big as Mount Everest that they brag about. They brag about being rich. They brag about their power. But they can't have power over us. We have our Bill of Rights. That Bill of Rights is it's our salvation. If we're going to fucking win, we all have to come together on that Bill of Rights, drop every fucking thing else, kick their ass out of here, and then we can straighten this country out, get out of all these fucking United Nations fucking things, all these international G70 or whatever in the hell they are. Go fuck yourself. We're a sovereign nation. You have nothing we need, especially when we take back everything you've stolen from us. We want our fucking gold back. We want our fucking silver back. And we want a fucking goddamn a currency. We'll make our own currency then. We'll do it. Not some fucking, we're not going to hire a bunch of lackeys under a lie like that, but that Constitution. We never had control over those bastards because that Constitution was written right out the Masonic Constitution. There ain't going to be no Masonic lodges. You motherfuckers are not going to have your private little fucking goddamn buddy shit. We're going to get the contracts. We're going to get this. You see, it's an uneven playing field. On an even playing field, these motherfuckers couldn't be ditch diggers. But because they have taken control through their sleaze, through being the worms that they truly fucking are, they've elevated themselves to the top with nothing. Not through a show of strength, not through fucking intelligence, because they hire their brains. If they couldn't hire people with knowledge to do the fucking things that make the money, all they can do is they have access to the currency, and that's what old Baron Rothschild said. He didn't care who made the laws. So long as he controlled the money, he controlled the country. And the same thing you got going with Soros. I mean, how many countries has he fucking... And he brags about the countries where he broke them. He went in and fucking devaluated their currency until they were fucking broke. Look what they did in Venezuela. Venezuela decided, hey, we don't want to give the Jews 95 cents of every dollar for our natural resources. They have oil and gold. So they stupid asses gave up their goddamn guns 2 years later. Look at how now they're hoarding into here. They've shown that they don't have the fucking balls to fight. So let's get them down to America. That's all right, because that's a fucking double-edged sword. When we come back at them, the motherfuckers are going to run the other way when the fucking lead starts flying. We'll see who has the balls to fight. And we'll see if you get this goddamn country. And we got to go for the head of the fucking snake, people. Quit letting them fucking... I mean, they're talking about bringing you in. Well, they actually kind of backed off on that, bringing UN troops in, because people, since I was a kid, have been wanting to pop one of them motherfuckers in the head. But anyway, you know, that's kind of premature, but it'll only take a couple of weeks for the people in this country, once this shit breaks loose, and they will be yelling for fucking UN... They'll be yelling for everybody, but once we capture those arsenals, go ahead, sorry.
You know, what you were describing there about the money system, it reminds me of the casinos, where I remember as a young girl walking in there and someone saying to me, you know, the house always wins. No matter, even if anybody wins a little bit, they win the lion's share. And that is a template that they set on the corporatism, the global corporatism, because no matter what, they're going to keep themselves in the billionaires club.
Well, yeah. Well, they look at this country. This is a corporate welfare state. I mean, all my life I listened to them bitch about people getting welfare, you know, like be out of work or what might have you. And you paid for that out of your check. There was a deduction on your check, just like with Social Security, which is illegal. It's communism. I do not agree with it, but that's what they always talk about. All the people on welfare, that's what the problem is. Because when you go and look, the corporate welfare, the goddamn little bit that they gave to the poor fucking people in this country ain't worth even talking about. These son of a bitches, look what's happening with goddamn Ukraine. Billions, billions, and handing $10 million a day to Israel. Why? It belongs to us. You think that if you asked every American national in this country, you want this $10 million, do you want us to give it to Israel? What do you think they fucking say? You have no representation. You have no representation. Get that through your head. These people are not a government. They're a corporate mafia, and they're here to kill you and take everything you own and see your children made slaves. It's something to think about. Anyway, it's the top of the hour. We'll be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, and we'll get that thing fixed so we can play with those videos. Would have had more stories up, but I was learning to put videos up yesterday. So at any rate, we'll be back on Friday. And, I mean, just sit and think about it. Just let this be the last time you think about it. I mean, there is no argument to the contrary that we are derelict in our duty to protect our fucking progeny. We are leaving them out there for these fucking animals to do whatever they want to with it. Is that what we are? Does that mammon mean that goddamn much to you? Is your own, your own little comfort, I'll be dead. Well, yeah, you will. And that must be what the generations before us thought, because this should have been stopped a long fucking, this should have been stopped when Abraham Lincoln fucking declared martial law with zero authority to do so. The ninth article absolutely forbade it. And when the people filed the writs, the judges told him no. He arrested the judges. The people should have took their goddamn gray uniforms off. They should have took the blue uniforms off. They should have put their goddamn regular clothes on, took their guns, went down to Washington, D.C., and fucking hung every son of a bitch in one of them. And I'll tell you what, we'd be living a whole hell of a lot better life. Anyway, that is the word from the trenches.
Have a good weekend, brother.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to try and do it. I don't know. I've got to get back here. Okay. Yeah. And.
Man above, I have done all I can do.
Cookies!